you know, they always say with ag community how close time we really are. And Stuart, I've known a long time. In fact, I got Stuart on the Farm Bureau Board quite a few years ago. And because I kept getting politicians down the door saying, I don't have a farmer in Reading 100. They do.
But, we have a few.
Yeah, you got, and they're old families. They've lived there a long time. And they're still farming. And I know he and I both are really just wanting to try to keep it alive and keep farms alive, keep the ag community going. He also tills ground in Pennsylvania, which he's right on the line. I'm on the other end of the county, and I own farms in Maryland too. But when you're right on that line, it's not hard to go over it. But it'll be a loss to his family. His family is still, his sister and his brother are still involved. His son is going to Penn State, he's going to graduate next year and wants to farm. We have a lot of young people that want to farm, but it's awful expensive to farm here on land. And, you know, even later with the preservation, you know, a lot of these farms, we may have to relocate if we can't get any real preservation dollars. And, you know, look what Depot Company did. They relocated somewhere else. Our families will still farm, but it may not be right here. And just on my family, his is settled here. My family, their first farmers were Trinity Churches on Wall Street. We've been pushed by development pressure ever since we came to this country. So, we're both on the same page with preservation, trying to keep our families on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Ramsey, and from all of council, our condolences. Mr. Warner, are you the other as a sponsor?
With pleasure.
Thank you. Okay, next, Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, I'd like to be joined by my fellow councilmen, Mr. Jay Street, Mr. Ken Woods, and I'd like to see, if you would, Renee Tashner, Kenny Dunn, Tanya Bivens, and Audrey Moraz, if they could join us at the front.
Together and come a little closer,
well,
as there will probably be pictures.
The reason why we're up here, this is a tribute because on a hot day this famous summer at St. Anthony's Carnival, an elderly person fell down, passed out actually, and was on the brink of death. And the four people that we had, well, three people, but another one that was here helping, provided the services to keep this person alive. And with Renee helping out, and our beloved Kenny Dunn supervising and talking to 911 as they were coming, and everybody calibrating and coming around and actually helping this person put him back to life. And that's what this tribute's about, because they were making sure the paramedics were alert, they provided the CPR, like I stated, but they also worked with others to help stabilize someone who was very unwell and show compassion to others as they were there. So at this time, I'd like to hand these to you and the council person that had one. Uh,
Okay, Tanya, that's what you're doing.
But I would like, if you wanted to say anything or more or nothing, I didn't ask you to do that right in here. But I.
You can take a picture. Can you open those up?
Mine's asking.
No, it's not. I would do that on a joke, but now you're worse.
Just tighten up a little bit, though. One more. I've got a couple here. Everybody's looking right here. One more. And one more.
Perfect. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Thank you. Let the guy with the big camera. All
right.
It's probably thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's probably the clearest picture.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. Next, I would like to ask Dr. Joanna Bishop, the Associate Professor and Director of Behavioral Science Programs for Wilmington University, to please come up.
Trafficking for Education. Whereas Wilmington University hosts the third annual Human Trafficking Symposium to raise awareness of human trafficking through training sessions on August 9, 2018. And whereas Newcastle County is situated on the I-95 corridor and is just beginning to recognize that human trafficking is happening in the form of sex trafficking as victims are being transported from city to city. That sex trafficking activity commonly occurs in truck stops, that human smuggling takes place within the transportation industry, and labor trafficking in forms of domestic servitude or in retail establishments are hidden in plain sight. In addition, technology and social media have created new risk factors for our youth. As according to the U.S. State Department's 2016 trafficking report, almost a third of the trafficking victims are children and youth. And whereas Wilmington University provides a comprehensive, multidisciplinary experience through a series of educational breakout sessions titled Medical Protocol for Identifying and Caring for Victims of Human Trafficking, Vulnerable Youth at Risk for Human Trafficking, Recruiting Victims Through Social Media, Human Trafficking, Immigration, and the T-Visa, Regional Response to Human Trafficking, and Identifying and Responding to Human Trafficking for Law Enforcement Professionals, Money Laundering, Financial Paper Trail Tackles Human Trafficking, Understanding Child Protection Against Human Trafficking Cyber Tactics, Exposure Therapy for Trauma, Recognizing the Signs of Child Trafficking for Educators, Sex Torture and Internet Dangers, Advocacy, Becoming a Voice for the Voiceless, What Educators Need to Know About Human Trafficking, How the Transportation Industry is Combating Human Trafficking, The Role of Faith-Based Communities in Human Trafficking, Trauma-Informed Approach for Assessing and Caring for Victims of Human Trafficking in the Healthcare Setting, and the FBI's Response to Sex Trafficking in Delaware. And human trafficking is a social problem that needs to be recognized, just as we recognized domestic violence over 20 years ago, and it needs to be addressed. Now, therefore, be it resolved by and for the County Council of Newcastle County that the County Council hereby expresses its support for Wilmington University's commitment to raising awareness of human trafficking and honors their dedication to helping keep victims and communities safe. And I would like to thank you so much, Joanna, for all a part of what you've done. This is our third year. Thank you.
Okay, next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up at the far right side, sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open up the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. R18109. Mr. Smiley?
I request that R18-109 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 18109, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Newcastle Conservation District for payment of annual appropriations for the Department of Public Works in the amount of $45,000.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, Newcastle County has paid off the 150 horsepower bulldozer interest-free from the Newcastle Conservation District, and this requisition is for the $45,000 for FY19 payment, which continues the annual appropriation per state code section 3922.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18109.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hutton-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Thank you. R18109 is passed. Next, R18110. Mr. Smiler?
I request that R18-110 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Resolution 18110, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract with the State of Delaware Division of Communications for continuation of the VHF radio communications system maintenance and associated services for the Department of Public Works in the amount of $66,229.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this provides for the proper operation of the county's wastewater pump stations and treatment plants and for the coordination of services provided by the sewer, parks, engineering, and building maintenance personnel of the Public Works Department.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public.
Was that what it is?
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18110.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hutton-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Thank you. R18110 is passed. Next, R18111, Mr. Smiley.
Request that R18-111 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 18111, authorizing the Newcastle County Executive to accept a grant from Delaware Greenways to support a feasibility study for an off-road pathway connecting the Wilmington-Newcastle Trail to Churchman's Road.
Thank you, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, this authorizes the county executive to receive a grant in the amount of $30,000 for a study. The ordinance 18-077 that accompanies this has been entered into the record, and that will be considered at the end of August.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? I know that earlier today in discussion, a number of council members wanted to be added as sponsors. Is there more council members here? Do you want to address that?
There was a proposal for all of council. I have reached out to Councilman Weiner, Councilman Cartier, Councilman Kilpatrick. I've heard back from Councilwoman Kilpatrick. I don't think Cartier would have a problem. So, whatever. If all of council was on, that's fine. But as I said, look close because in the body of it talks about how nice I am.
Okay. We got that. So, thank you.
Everyone's on their ladder and I don't care.
Are there any other comments or questions from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18111. Mr. Vaughn?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Yes. Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent. R18111 is passed. Next, R18112, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that R18112 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 18112, consenting to the appointment of Coyote Abagunde to the Newcastle County Financial Advisory Council. Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. Mr. Abagunde resides in the 12th District, so it's especially a pleasure to be able to support this county executive appointment to the Financial Advisory Council. And in reviewing over his past and his resume and everything, I think everyone in attendance at the boards and commission meeting found Mr. Abagunde to be fully qualified with extensive experience in the financial world. And I do believe that from what I said the other day, I think that he will certainly be an asset to our County Financial Advisory Committee, and look forward to everyone's support.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18112. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yeah.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 11 yes, 2 absent. R18112 is passed. Next, R18113, Mr. Woods.
Yes, I'd like ordinance R18113 placed before Council and considered for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18113, reappointing Dominic A. Pronti to the Newcastle County Board of Assessment Review.
As stated, this is a reappointment. Mr. Pronti's been on the board for quite some time, and he does a great job, and he asked to stay on, and I'd like to see that.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18113. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent. Thank you. R18113 is passed. Next, R18114. Ms. Diller?
Yes. I move that Resolution 18-114 be read by title only and read placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 18114, plan of Avon Center, White Clay Creek 100, north side of Route 273, 3,699 feet west of Red Mill Road, major subdivision plan that proposes to construct 197,505 square feet of retail space, 93,400 square feet of office space, 12,655 square feet of restaurant space, 7,000 square feet of exhibit space, and 299,900 gross floor area of residential apartment space, CL Zoning Council District 5. Ms. Diller?
Yes, as we had a very good presentation about the plan last week. This plan has been a number of years in coming forward, and one of the holdups was the traffic issue, and that has been resolved. And so given we pass this tonight, we hope to see groundbreaking in about 3 months.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18114. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R18114 is passed. Next, R18115. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you. I move that when this resolution number 18115 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 18115, congratulating Apostle Dr. Robert Revel Sr. on his 25th pastoral anniversary at Mount Zion Greater Harvest Ministries International.
Mr. Hollins?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Stroop.
Yes, Councilman Hollins.
Yes, sir.
President Pro Tem, I'd be grateful if you consider adding me as a co-sponsor. Bob Revel, not only a minister for 25 years, but prior to that, he was the executive director of the Hicks Anderson Center. And, you know, I watched him make that transition with enthusiasm, and I would like to be a co-sponsor, if that's okay with you.
That's fine, absolutely. You plan to follow in his footsteps?
No, sir.
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Hollins, President Pro Tem, I'd also like to ask to be a co-sponsor.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Are there any other questions or comments from members of council? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R18115.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
R18115 is passed. Moving on to ordinances. R18074. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I request that 18-074 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second. Ordinance 18074, amend the FY2018 approved operating budget, appropriate state of Delaware funding received for the Newcastle County Police Employees Retirement System to the Department of Public Safety Employee Benefits budgetary line item.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this is a routine process where we receive the contributions received into the state police fund on behalf of Newcastle County police officers are transferred to the county for deposit.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 018074.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick? Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 11 yes, 2 absent.
Thank you. 018074 is passed. Next, substitute number 1 for 018075, Mr. Powers?
Yes, I move that substitute 1. Substitute of ordinance number 1, 18075, be read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Substitute number 1 to ordinance 18075, to amend Newcastle County Code Chapter 1, General Provisions, and Chapter 2, Administration, and to create a new Chapter 29, Agriculture.
Mr. Powers?
Yes, with this substitute, we're taking the general manager's letter that he wrote and listened to the recording and made a lot of changes to it. I just want it said, since it was on WDL, that saying I never tried to get up with Rich. I called him at 11:16 on Wednesday morning. He texted me back, said he would call me later.
Called me 9 hours later. I happened to be, this was at 8 o'clock, I happened to be somewhere. By the time I got done, it was 11. I called him at 7:30 in the morning. The next morning, we talked for a little bit. I said I had a substitute written. If you wanted a copy, I could get it. And at that time, I got a couple calls from my son. I said, I got to take it. I'll call you right back. We had already, just before that, started working on talking about who on the committee, and I never got a call back. And that, I don't know how that was written on WDEL, but I did try to get up with him, and we did talk some. With that said, I'm going to table it at this time, but I am going to put a committee together just to review and tweak some of these things. I've also asked Councilman Smalley to be on the committee, and I will work on getting the last few things straightened out. I'll also ask Rich Hall to be on the committee, too. So,
and so, Mr. Powers, are you asking for a motion to introduce a substitute and table and consolidate them?
I'm tabling it, yes.
Okay. Does anyone second. From... Yes.
I second the motion to table. He's already had it read in.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. Next, 017-095 is tabled. 017-096 is tabled. And that is... Okay. No. Next, public comment. And I believe that Mr. Smiley, we have as well.
This was sent out. I don't know if everyone has it. Some of us had a discussion. What was put on everyone's table was a rough draft proposal for Newcastle County Land Use Preservation Advisory Committee. This is basically a follow-up to the meeting that we had the other day where discussion was had. With the council members, I'm concerned that if we don't have, my understanding is land use wants a clear direction. My concern, and I definitely input from other council members, that if we don't provide them with the clear direction, we're going to lose a month working on this before we have the next council meeting. So I bring this up as a follow-up to the committee meeting that we had where we discussed options for discussion at council and possibly adoption of this at least as a format to begin the process to move forward with Councilman Powers. We can always adjust it later. So with that, I'd like to ask for discussion with council.
Okay, are there any comments? Yes, Mr. Powers.
I just got this really today at 6 something, but I never got it till when I saw the email till this afternoon. There was nothing on this that I was involved in.
Are there any, yes, Mr. Tackett.
I agree with Councilman Smiley and Councilman Powers a little bit. Maybe ask GM Hall to come up front. And as Councilman Smiley said, I'm not too concerned we lose too much time here. I mean, we're in the summer, so then at least we pick up in September somehow, or we don't lose a month. I guess I'm okay either way, but you know, I don't know whether GM Hall comes up, maybe has a little discussion, and as Councilman Smiley said, perhaps we have a direction here as we move out of the council meeting tonight as to
we all got this at the same time. We had an in-depth discussion. I would welcome Mr. Hall to come up, and then council decide what you want to do. My thing is, we got this. There was time put in it. We got the substitute. There was time put in it. I don't want to walk out of here not at least having had an opportunity for council to address it. And besides, I mean, my wife's got a month's worth of work for me to do, so I'm sure I'm good, as well as constituents. So I would welcome Mr. Hall to come up.
Thank you. Mr. Hall is on his way.
You have to work on your body.
Working on 2020.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Hall.
Thank you. Good evening for the record. Rich Hall, General Manager of Land Use. So a couple of things going on here, and appreciate the opportunity to come up and talk a little bit about this. I thought at the Land Use Committee meeting last week, we had a good conversation spurred on by the draft ordinance from Councilman Powers. And what, at least I walked out of that meeting last week, there were no motions passed last week, no real clear direction. But what I walked away from that meeting a week ago was to look at a task force. We came in having testimony on the draft ordinance, and we provided that testimony last week on the specific draft ordinance. I guess what I would say is what we drafted up, and immediately I sent it out last night to the sponsor, Councilman Powers, and to the co-chairs of the Land Use Committee. What I was trying to put together is a straw man, a proposal of an advisory committee, kind of looking at the broader set of issues having to deal with land preservation in the county, as opposed to the specific trust, which is the thrust of the draft ordinance that's before the substitute now, it's before county council. So there's been several comments about, turnaround time on phone calls, on drafts of things coming out. And I think what that points to is we haven't talked a whole lot about this issue yet, and we've talked a good bit about it in the last, 2 weeks or so. And I think overall that's a good thing. We were trying to respond pretty quickly to the draft ordinance that came out. We've been wanting to do a task force like this, and I think there's broad interest in it. So I put this draft proposal out for an advisory committee, again, to look at a number of issues having to do with land preservation in addition to a trust. And I'd like to work with council. We like to work with council on fleshing it out to figure out next steps. It could take a lot of different forms. So we wanted to put this out there because, again, I was trying to capture a lot of what I heard last week. So that's where we are. We do not support the draft ordinance. However, we very much support working with Councilman Powers and the whole council and other stakeholders on trying to move forward. We feel moving forward on this issue is incredibly important, and the council hasn't had a lot of great successes lately on this issue. And I heard around the table last week a lot of support of moving forward on the issue in general without a lot of agreed-upon specifics that I could ascertain at least. So, that's where we are. Again, we put out this draft, the Garner conversation, but to have something to speak from. So that's my summary.
Thank you. Mr. Warner?
Thank you. General Manager, I want to thank you for your approach, your response, and I, like you, support the concept of farmland preservation, ag land preservation, open space preservation. And I want to applaud Councilman Powers for starting this discussion, because without him it would not have started, and it is important. Other counties throughout the country, as I know through the National Association of Counties, have a program, and it works symbiotically with their state program and other private and public programs. So we should move forward with alacrity along the course that you've described.
Thank you, Mr. Byrne.
Thank you, Madam President. I think with all due respect to our land use department and what was discussed in the land use committee meeting, is it at the end of the day, this ordinance has been introduced by one of our county councilmen, Councilman Bill Powers. And so this introduction of the ordinance is not a land use department introduction. So I think in respect, out of respect for Councilman Powers and his initiative, and in between that land use committee meeting, he took the initiative to reach out to others and come back and start to address several of the questions and formulated some amendments and everything. Wouldn't it behoove us to have the councilman work along with the land use manager between now and when we come back in the session to go over what his thoughts are, as well as what land use, and come back to all of council with kind of a coordinated approach to this? because at the end of the day, like I say, you're not going to find anyone more sincere and more committed to farmland preservation than Bill Powers. And I, for one, am proud to serve on County Council with him. This is something that's been long, long overdue. Councilman Weiner gave testimony this evening to the Ramsey family and honoring, you know, Mr. Ramsey's mother and the tradition they carry on. And farmland preservation is not just limited to the Port Penn Corridor. When you look at the Brandywine Hunter area, when you look at the Ramsey Farm, you know, the Federal Park, the Mitchell Farm out in Hokesson, the Walter Farm down in Councilman Tackett's district, and the numerous farms that we're familiar with in the southern part of the county, this is something that needs to be worked on. It needs to be worked on as soon as we can in a reasonable fashion, in a very thorough fashion. But I get back to the fact that in all respect to Councilman Powers, he has submitted a proposed ordinance and amendments, and I think that he should be the primary driver of this legislation with the assistance of land use, with the assistance of various folks. And I applaud him because, you know, we went out and grabbed a bite to eat, and he had mentioned about asking Councilman Smiley to serve on the committee. What better person could you want when you start talking about finances and various capital coming in, whether it's federal, whether it's state, whether it's some sort of donations or whatever, how that will be managed, what will be determined, how it will be awarded. So I think, you know, Bill, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit. He's you know, constantly looking at this, and I think he's come up with a number of responses back. We haven't had a chance to review them, nor has land use. So, like I say, my opinion would be is why don't we allow the maker of the ordinance, the legislation, to reach out to Rich Hall for land use, sit down between now and when we return and come up with a recommended path forward as far as committee appointment and everything. So, I mean, that's my thoughts on it.
Thank you. Mr. Hollings was first, and then Mr. Smiley.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would agree with most of what Councilman Bell has said. As I mentioned at the Land Use Committee meeting, this is a very complex issue, and I agree it's nothing new. It's something we need to address. But it also is going to take time, and I know there's a sense of urgency among some members of Council, and I understand that as well. But I'd rather do it right. And so if it's going to be a land use in the land use arena, it makes sense to have conversations with the Land Use Department, with the lead sponsor, Councilman Powers. But quite honestly, tonight, I just don't have the time set aside to go into a Land Use Committee meeting here tonight. And what I've received here, like other council members, is quite a bit here, just in what's coming from the draft from Land Use, not even considering what's in Councilman Powers' legislation. So it's quite a bit here to go over and try to understand, and it's just a bit much for me to make sense of all of this tonight in the time that's allotted. So as I said last week, anytime you're going to deal with something of this magnitude, it is going to take time, whether you like it or not, to do it correctly. And I mentioned the fact that when I did affordable housing legislation on two different occasions, it took me almost a year. It was something I felt that needed to be done, but I had to get the input from a lot of stakeholders, and it takes that kind of time. I don't see what we can adopt here tonight at this hour to make anything worthwhile going forward. I cannot support tonight. I'm not prepared to support anything that's before me. So I just, for me, it's just going to take time, and I just don't have the time tonight to go into a Land Use Committee meeting, so I'm going to have to excuse myself.
Thank you, Mr. Smith.
Yeah, Councilman Hollins, I hope you have a couple of minutes and a little bit of latitude here. I agree. I mean, this, quite honestly, is substantive, and if you read it, actually, I think goes somewhat beyond what we were looking for. But I also understand that we did not approve anything and that land use was looking for some guidance. So I'd like to offer a compromise if the sponsor of the legislation is in agreement. I would like to move a motion that this council adopt item B of this sheet, which is we recommend that the Department of Land Use work with the County Council and other stakeholders to create the Land Use Advisory Committee, a group of stakeholders that will research, discuss, and advise the county government on a variety of land preservation issues. I think everything that we discussed last week is embodied in that one sentence part there. Just a suggestion, try to move forward. But I would yield to Councilman Powers and his wishes. He is the legislative sponsor.
Yes, I would like to hear from Mr. Powers first.
What wasn't said, Rich and Bill and I had dinner with Rich, and we agreed on the mission, and we also said, you know, let's work on in the next few weeks of getting a committee together. And you know, I don't want it spelled out right here in this.
I withdraw the motion. I'm prepared to move. I'm prepared to move forward to item M.
Now, I have no problems accepting the task force proposal and the mission. So, you know, I'll move that we accept a mission to review how it fits into my ordinance.
And so the motion is from Mr. Smiley?
No,
Mr. Powers.
I just moved it. I said I move that. I move that.
You move that we adopt the rough draft proposal for for the committee.
The mission statement under B.
Proposal.
The task force proposal would be just the B section.
Okay, and before that, Mr. Street?
Y'all do what you want. Will of council be the will of council. And there's got a lawyer in the room. But my proposal is the substitute ordinance is replete with a trustees. Item B, letter L says review and recommend whether the county should create a land preservation and trust organization to help with implementation efforts. To me, that negates the legislation itself.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm withdrawing it.
I would like to make a comment. I want to applaud Mr. Powers on bringing this forward. I've been for this from when I was running and for the last couple of years, and I am so glad to see this coming forward. And when I read it, I thought it was excellent. I would like to see, not a committee, but I would like to see these 14 experts, it be adopted, and the 14 experts bring forward to council any amendments that they believe once they get in and working with this, and bring it forward to us. And then we have the option to adopt or amend. That's my personal feeling, and I know others have a different feeling, but I'm really glad to see this coming forward. And I do, as I read this, and again, I just got it at the beginning of this meeting, but as I'm looking through it, it talks about the sunset. This advisory committee shall sunset on December 31st, 2021. Well, I don't want to see this take a couple of years and sent to committee to fail. You know, I'd really like to see this move forward. And that's Mr. Smiley.
All I'm going to say, I'll repeat what I said. I was only talking about the paragraph in item B. I think Councilman Powers and I were in agreement. He's withdrawing his. I'm withdrawing mine. Everything's off. Everything's, as far as the rough draft goes, it's off the table. He's already in discussions, apparently. I don't think any of us were aware of that. So that negates it. If they're already in discussions, already moving, just let me know where and when you want me to show up as part of the committee.
Thank you. Are there any other members of council that would like to comment? Mr. Packett.
Yeah, Madam President, I just like to ask the sponsor too, just so I'm clear and maybe the rest of council. So the path moving forward, and I thought maybe we had said this at land use committee meeting, but we were back tonight with a substitute, so I'm not really clear, but I just want to be clear as we move forward. So as we leave here tonight, the sponsor will be contacting land use to put together the committee to look forward to look at the table legislation. I mean, I just want to see where we're at to make sure we're all clear.
Mr. Powers?
I've already talked to Rich this evening. I said it on the way down here. We need to put a committee together so we review this. And, you know, the other part of it, it may end up being the part that's the committee for the trust. Who knows? But I just want to get something forward. I've been working on it. I think Don Sharp's in here. We've been working on preservation for, I don't know, 40-some years together. There wouldn't have been any state preservation if it wasn't for Don Sharp and I and Bill Foster. I've worked so hard for preservation in the state of Delaware. There's been nobody that spent any hours that I have in it, and including the state program. They wouldn't have any funding. The first time they signed the bill, it was 5 years without money. My daughter was a year old, and all the news media, she was in a bonnet when they signed it. When we did the thing on the green to get the money, my son was a little kid with a toy. He's now 25 years old. Today is his birthday. We have worked hard as a family to help other farm families stay farming in this state. And I have no other agenda. The only thing I can see that people don't want preservation is because they want to build houses on it.
Thank you. Are there any other questions, Mr. Stewart?
I want to be clear, and I've had this conversation. Councilman Crowley knows this. My father was a farmer downstate. My grandfather had five farms, all of which one of my cousins, who my grandfather knew, would be the one to try to keep farming, the farm going. And they keep trying to make him offers that he can't refuse. But staying true to his principles and committing, he's doing everything to keep those farms while he has to watch how they overdeveloped and just made a mess downstate in the Lewis area and the Five Points areas to the point where it now takes you an hour to go from Five Points to Rehoboth because of the way they've overdeveloped and continue to overdevelop. So I am going to support who I consider to be the expert on this council as it relates to farmland preservation and his knowledge and commitment. And that has to do with not forgetting from whence I come.
Thank you. Mr. Brown?
I just finalized exactly what I said in the beginning, is that this council should be proud and respect the initiative of Councilman Powers. This is something that should have been done a long time ago. But let us begin. Let us begin. We owe it to our farm families. We owe it to the citizens of this county to take a look and create our own farmland preservation program. And there's no one better, as Councilman Street said, than Councilman Powers to head that up and utilize the resources not only of other members of council, but land use, the farming industry, and others to serve as an advisory board and move forward on it. It's very clear to me that Councilman Powers is driving this.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley.
In the spirit of discussing preservation and an effort to preserve my marriage, I make a motion to adjourn.
Not yet. One moment. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? We've got to do that.
You said public and other. That's what we were under.
We have to give them the opportunities. Yes, sir. Would you like to come up and speak, sir? And then please come up.
He signed in.
He wanted to speak to the legislation.
Mr. Smiley's marriage may be in jeopardy, but you have 3 minutes.
It won't be the first time.
I'm Donald Sharp with the UAW Cat Council, and I went down and spoke before the Joint Finance Committee this year, and the Bonneville Committee in support of the $10 million for farmland preservation funding and open space funding, which we got. And it just seems to me, I really haven't gotten the orders, but it seems to me that a lot of the money of this farmland preservation is going downstate and not enough up this way. And I think we put the most money in. But anyway, I do want to thank Bill for all he's done over the many, many years. We were on the Conservation Committee together for many years. And I just, while I'm here, I also want to thank County Council for all the land that they have bought over the years, many years back in Little Run Natural Park and other areas. And again, I want to congratulate Bill. And we couldn't get any better on this subject. And I thank you very much for your patience. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Is there anyone from council that has a comment or question? Anyone else from the public? Yes, sir. Please come up. Sign in. State your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
Noah Foster. I was with, and still am with, the UAW. As Bill said, we worked for years to get Senate Bill 1 passed. We got $90 million to bought land all over the state, parkland everywhere. A lot of the money was used for ballparks for the children, so our kids would have a place for baseball and football. There was a clause with the wildlife fund that if any local community wanted money for the children for a baseball field or something of that nature, they would put up half the money and the wildlife fund would give them the other half. Wonderful bill. And the state agreed $10 million from that time on for wildland preservation for farms and for parkland. Well, they run into some bad times, and unfortunately, they had to take a lot of the money out there. But fortunately, we got $20 million this year for parkland and farmland. But the only thing that I'll say, Bill is a wonderful person. He's a wonderful farmer. He's dedicated to what he does. And he believes truly in what he says. I mean, everything he says is honest and straightforward. You know that. I'm sure your people all know him and know what he's all about. We need this bill. The reason I say that, and it's very simple if you think about it, food. If you get rid of all the farms in every state, who's going to grow your food? I mean, there's nothing more wonderful than fresh tomatoes and squash, celery, watermelon, whatever you like. But I mean, the farmer is as important as anything in our society. And the overlook them, I think it's wrong. I mean, when a bill comes up for building a shopping center, or building a mall, or building this, or building that, everybody's for it. We'll build houses, we'll build condos. That's fine. We need some of those. But we also need conservation. We tried to get a park in Newark for our children. In Brookside. They said we didn't need it. Well, let me tell you something. There's not even a boys' club in Newark for children. A boy and girls' club, there is not in the city of Newark. I've been trying for years to convince people to put a boys' club in there. Nobody seems interested. I even addressed the council. The city council in Newark,
And nobody showed a lot of interest in it.
Thank you, sir. 3 minutes is up.
But what you do with your kids is going to decide your future.
Sir, I have to go by the rules, and that's one of our council rules.
Okay.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate your comments.
Okay.
Sir, please come up and state your name for the record. And you have 3 minutes.
Yes, Stuart Ramsey with Ramsey's Farm and Lincoln's County Farm here. Just kind of to echo and bring together the words that have already been said. I mean, we do need to preserve farms to preserve farmers. I mean, they said we're a small community. We are. I mean, we could, on a fairly short piece of paper, write the young folks in Newcastle County that are trying to stay on the farm. My sons, Warren, Will Powers, Ryan Greer, Robbie Anderson, and know that we have to have farmland and to give them hope that they'll be able to farm into the future. The gentleman before me said about food, and I'll tell you that we're looking forward to, if it's not pouring rain on Friday, we'll be harvesting sweet corn, local, and in Ramsey's Farm, we're not known for sweet corn unless you go to the Ministry of Caring and Lutheran Community Services. We grow about an acre and a half of corn, and it all gets donated. It's not for sale. Just to connect that, you know, fresh produce and food that comes from the farm to folks that otherwise wouldn't be able to have it. We do need farms local. We need land preserved. And we do have some young folks that want to keep farming. Kind of my mom's legacy. My wife and I right now are trying to buy, we're actively looking for property. We'd love to buy property in the backyard with an easement on it that makes it affordable for farming. So hopefully you guys can come together and make some of that happen. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Is there any more members of the council that would like to speak? Seeing none, is there anybody from the public? Seeing none, Mr. Smiley?
Are you sure?
Yes.
I believe so.
We're ready. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.